Back in the 1950s, I wrote three serials for television about a scientist called Quatermass, who experienced some world-threatening encounters with alien life forms. Now, that decade has sometimes been called one of paranoia, which means abnormal, sick attitudes and irrational fears. Well, I don't think it was irrational to be fearful at that time. There was a lot to be frightened of. And perhaps stories like mine were a sort of controlled paranoia, inoculation against the real horrors. We'd only had a few years of peace. Britain was still rationed. Yet suddenly there was war again on the other side of the world in Korea. And by 1950, our troops had joined the conflict.
Aboard the carrier Unicorn and the cruiser Ceylon, the first contingent of British troops head for a port in southern Korea. They had left Hong Kong to music and speeches, and their arrival in Korea was warmly welcomed. The men of the Middlesex Regiment and the Argyll and Sutherland Highlanders had come in response to the United Nations call for combined action against the aggressor. They had come to represent Great Britain, as their colleagues in the Royal Navy had done since the Korean War began. Soon they were on their way north, to the front, to join the American and South Korean forces who up till now had borne the brunt of the land fighting. Having fought around the world from Europe to the Far East, the British soldier is never slow in settling down to unusual conditions. And the men of Britain's K Force were as adaptable as their forebears. The country they were fighting in has been described territorially as one of the worst in the world. But despite that, the job ahead of them was summed up by...